Today, the Food and Drug Administration announced several actions regarding the painkillers known as COX-2 inhibitors. The agency is asking that a drug called Bextra be withdrawn from the market, and it wants other drugs to carry stronger warning labels. With us now to discuss these developments is NPR's Richard Knox. And Richard, let's start with Bextra. Why take that drug off the market?
Well, the FDA said that there's really no long-term safety data for Bextra, and they said that there's really no additional advantage that the drug has, and that skin reactions, really serious, life-threatening, and even some deaths from skin reactions are more common, apparently, with Bextra than with the other COX-2 arthritis drugs. And so, on balance, they said the ratio of risk to benefit was just unfavorable. They also noted that the advisory panel, when it voted in February, the vote was 17 to 15 to keep Bextra on the market. And so obviously there were some reservations among the experts.
So this amounts to a reversal, of course?
Well, no, I think it amounts to basically doing what the advisory panel did, but then going beyond it, really, and saying there needs to be, not only does this drug need to be taken off the market, contrary to what the bare majority said on the advisory panel, but that there needs to be stronger warnings for the whole class of COX-2 drugs.
Well, let's talk about another one of these drugs, Celebrex. You mentioned that Bextra had the worst effects, but Celebrex has some of the same effects, and it remains on the market.
Yes, Celebrex is the only one left standing among the prescription COX-2 arthritis drugs after today, at least for now. They said that, you know, there's the largest and longest experience with Celebrex, so that weighed in its favor in terms of keeping it on. And they said that taking everything together, there is a favorable benefit-to-risk ratio with Celebrex, unlike the others. But they did say that Celebrex will have to carry what's so-called black box warning on its label, emphasizing the risk of cardiovascular effects like heart attacks, strokes, the risk of GI bleeding, gastrointestinal bleeding. A black box warning is the strongest warning that a drug can carry.
What is the FDA saying, Richard, about some other painkillers, non-prescription painkillers?
It's saying that the non-prescription painkillers, which are, you know, on probably everybody's shelf, ibuprofen, naproxen, you know, Advil, Motrin, a lot of these drugs, because they belong to the same general class called NSAIDs, which is non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, because they belong to this same class, that they probably all need a warning. They do all need a warning, they said, and that will appear in due course once they work out the wording of the warnings. And one of those pieces of advice that's reemphasized today is that these over-the-counter drugs should be taken for no longer than 2 weeks or the shortest possible time at the recommended doses.
Richard, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Richard Knox. This is NPR News.